Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back as we dart across Connecticut at Frieda's on Lewis Avenue here in Meriden. It's been already a lovely morning, and they officially aren't open for another hour, but they've been open all morning for us. I'm ready for my Mexican breakfast, about a half an hour. I want to welcome in Brian Sear, and of course, Dan Gaffney from Maloney High School teaches English, and Brian is the fine arts coordinator for the Meriden Public Schools, but also is the band director at the high school. Is that right?
Maloney High School.
At Maloney High School. There are two public high schools?
Two public high schools and then one technical school.
And I don't pay attention to the other two schools, which I should. But because of Donut Dan, I only focus on Maloney, which you can't do, right?
No.
You got to. But it's nice to have a job that has variety, right? So, like, every day it's got to be different for you. What's it like to be, like, when it's a fine arts coordinator, what is that job? Like, what do you do?
Oh, it's great. I'm in charge of music, theater, and visual arts throughout the district. So I work with all those teachers. We make sure we've got supplies where we need to, coordinate programming, curriculum, develop events, and really do a lot of coordination. We've got a huge program across the town. So we've got eight elementary schools, three middle schools, two high schools,
wow,
and almost 40 staff members involved.
How long have you been here?
This is my 23rd year in Meriden.
Okay, so you guys have both been here a long time. How's it going? How's this year? Compare the kids from when you started. Like, give me something.
It's been a great year. I mean, we've got a ton of support in our district from an arts perspective. Our programs
couldn't be bigger. Are you a politician? You running for office?
No. Maybe someday. The programs we're extremely proud of. Our student numbers are huge, and our two marching bands just took top positions in the state competitive marching circuit. We've got two great art exhibits that are coming up that are district wide in a couple of days, actually, early December, both at, hosting at our high schools. So couldn't be better.
How are you able to do it? Like, I mean, Dan's on all the time. Because you hear so much, there's, like, training to get jobs, and the arts are getting cut, and, you know, kids, like, my son is taking guitar lessons, and I'm like, please just do this all the time, because I didn't grow up with that in my house. We didn't have art in my house, but there's such a career focus with kids, but you see your numbers are good. Like, how does that work?
It's a tough scene in a lot of towns. I mean, there's a lot of folks that are struggling because there's a lot of competing priorities in a public school system, and a lot of times the arts don't get necessarily the focus they should.
It's the first to get cut in most town budgets.
I think it's the part of your brain that will help you the most in life. And I even think of, like, silly something like Taylor Swift. You know how many songs she has committed to memories, both the lyrics and the movements and the music? Like, that brain is operating on a different level than my linear
brain. I see it as an English teacher. A lot of students who are involved in the arts become good writers or become good students. There's a correlation there for sure.
And in public, listen, when I went to public high school for 2 years and then I went to private school for two, so I feel like I've experienced both worlds. And at Swampscott High School, there really was, like, there is the drama geek and the nerd and the jock, and it was even in the 80s, like, very compartmentalized. Is that still the way it goes?
In a lot of places, yes. I mean, Meriden, we figured it out. Meriden, we figured out how why the arts are beneficial not just to the artist but to the community as a whole. I mean, you see great strong music programs, and you see a curb and in chronic absenteeism. You see a buy-in into programs. You see students who are interested in coming to school for a lot of other reasons. And you know, Dan's right. Sometimes the arts, they have a lot of competing priorities that aren't state tested, so it tends to be something that's on a chopping block first. And a lot of times it's because people don't understand it and they don't understand what the value is. I say to my students all the time, Maloney High School Marching Band is all over the country playing, and sometimes it's the only view that any person in the United States gets of Meriden, Connecticut. So they get that amazing perspective. They're the curators of Meriden outside of Meriden. It's a huge responsibility.
And if you go back to Swampscott High School, I guarantee you the people who are most successful now were in
the band kids.
Yes.
Sure. Sure.
1,000%.
Yeah.
And they also seemed like because I was in a play my senior year, and I think the culture, the way that everyone sort of spends all that time together, there's something about the bonding culture of it that is different.
That regular schooling lacks. You know, like we don't have, since post-COVID, it's difficult to get kids to engage in discussions with each other. It's very difficult in a class. They don't want to put themselves out there. And yet when you go into a production rehearsal, they're laughing and joking and carrying on. It's just totally different.
I used to make fun of my friends who did track because I was like, all you do is jog for 20 minutes and then stretch and talk for an hour, right? But it's those moments where of just sort of hanging out. Because like in hockey, you had the locker room, and that was good too. But like, you know, 80%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Your time is you're working your tail off and trying to focus, like whatever, like the time between takes or between like this when things are being like that time together, I think is sort of valuable interaction for our kids.
Well, you're tying in something important. I think Brian's done a good job in Meriden at trying to get musicians and the fine arts and trying to get that to the level of athletics, because I think in a lot of towns, athletes are up here, yeah, and the musicians or the band kids are down at the bottom. And Brian's done a good job at trying to level the playing field and make that as important.
I want a world where the kids do both. That's right. What I want. Like, that's what I wanted from my kids, is that, and I didn't succeed. Like, that's where the true magic.
Well, it's funny that happens. It's funny that you said that. He's got I've seen, as I do the play-by-play or the public address announcer for football games. I've done that for years, and there'll be kids who take off their shoulder pads and perform at halftime.
That's
in the marching
awesome.
Band.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking, of course, with Brian Sear, who's the fine arts coordinator of Meriden Public Schools, as well as the band leader at Maloney High School, and Dan Gaffney, who teaches English at Maloney. Really quickly, like, what, you've been here 23, I think you've been here 102. and what do you love about it? What makes you stay here? Because you can jump to different systems and do different things.
I mean, every day is a new day. I mean, our job never gets boring. We have, it's always exciting. I mean, the fact that we have that support and we have great programs across, there's always a new production. There's always a new adventure. We've got great kids that are just making great things happen. And it's fun. It's fun. It really is engaging. And Meriden's a great place. I mean, Meriden's a huge melting pot. There's a huge amount of diversity. And it just makes for a great place to learn and grow.
Born and raised here, the same thing. I feel ties to the community. We're getting now children of our former students, and so it makes it worthwhile. It makes it very, very challenging and also very rewarding at the same time.
Hey, and listen, if any parents of his juniors are listening, take it easy on Mr. Gaffney. You know what I mean? Give me a break. These juniors I'm hearing about are... It's a tough class, although it's funny because of COVID, like the seniors at my wife's school, they were the tough class because they just came in a mess socially. They were like 2 years behind, so maybe it's your juniors that
we're navigating.
Last COVID class are really
discussion for another time, but yeah. We're navigating through AI, and that's a challenge itself.
Yeah, all these kids are running their papers through ChatGPT, that is for sure. Guys, thank you so much for taking a little time before your...
Thanks for having us on.
Of course, Dan Gaffney, English teacher at Maloney High, and Brian Sears, the fine arts coordinator and band leader at Maloney High School.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.